On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 7 points, but the NASDAQ losing 5 points. This is SRN News.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
First full day of spring and temperatures are starting to turn around as the cold begins to fade. Today, not quite as cool with a high temperature up to about 72. Lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, high in the low to mid-70s. With the risk of showers returning Thursday night into Friday, but a dry weekend ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
The Mobile City Council failed to pass a new ordinance at their latest meeting that would have banned pre-dawn raids and no-knock arrest warrants by Mobile police. The ordinance needed a supermajority to go into effect, but the vote was split 4 in favor and 3 against. The proposal was made in November of 2023 after a 16-year-old male was shot and killed by an officer during a pre-dawn search warrant. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A corrections officer at the Tutwiler Prison in Elmore County has been charged with using their position for personal gain. Toshiba Watkins was arrested and charged with receiving $1,000 via Apple Pay from an inmate. Watkins claims that the inmate approached her to deliver various drugs, but that she said no, but failed to report the incident to supervisors. Security camera footage was then accessed by investigators that showed Watkins meeting with the inmate and having that inmate write down information on paper. Watkins resigned from her position this past November. And there are currently 16 rescue dogs living here in Alabama that were taken out of the conflict area going on between Israel and Hamas. This past Monday, the dogs were welcomed by an organization known as 2x2 Rescue in McCalla. Executive Director Sonia King spoke with WVTM, saying some of those dogs were pulled out of rubble in Gaza and the West Bank, with their owners being killed or needing to flee the area. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
I got hairy legs.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. As always, my trusty psychic co-host, even Eddie Bader's in the studio. How you doing, Eddie?
Doing good, Joey. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. And we have a very special guest here. You might have heard her on the airwaves from 9 till noon. Allison Sinclair is in the studio. How you doing, Allison?
Yeah, no, this is so awkward seeing myself. This video thing
is... We can cover it up if you like.
No. I mean, it's just, it's like... I got to act super professional.
Right, yes.
Which is difficult.
Start with moving the mic one way or the other. You're like literally hiding yourself.
Well.
There you go.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah, like that.
There
exactly you go. Perfect. Like that.
Okay.
So how's it going today?
I think it's good. I meant to be here a long time ago.
So why are you in Montgomery today?
Well, I'm headed to the State House.
Oh, no.
A little drama.
You ready?
Oh.
You ready?
I mean, the mold and cigarettes, they just call me in.
And all the crusty old men?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got an important bill. It's not the crusty old men, but there's a bill that's coming up in committee today that I'm going to go listen to that. The North Shelby Library Bill.
Okay.
Which I kind of started that whole hubbub with a TikTok video about the pride display. Oh, you know what it's like to be involved in library scandals.
Yeah. And here, let's bring on...
Congratulations,
our,
Joey.
Yeah, I act like a lot of these folks don't exist. Here to help me out with this, our regular guest on Wednesdays, Jeff Poor, host of the Jeff Poor Show, also, of course, editor-in-chief at 1819 News. Jeff, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I need your help here, because I tend to live my life, especially in the public eye, but also privately, like AL.com, APR, The Reflector, all these entities don't exist. I'm happy to just kind of ignore them, but it's hard to ignore them when my show yesterday, talking to Ray Bowles, is quoted so heavily. Now, I don't know who this Jacob Holmes character is. Can you help me out? Who is this guy, Jeff?
I don't know him really well either. I'm more closely aligned to your point of view on these people than maybe the perception would lend itself. But based on my reading of his copy over the past 6 months, he's just a sad, sad human being.
Well, and I read it and go, okay, I'm not seeing the clarification here. He did quote me accurately. I did say Mr. Foster seemed to be acting like a little snake, and I stand by that. Because, like, it seems like, and it seems the reporting by Holmes confirmed that. It's like, wait, he did record. He was running to the media. How does he end up on CNN all of a sudden? And you would think a local library situation should be handled by local folks, not with AstroTurf and with, say, national news coverage and these sort of hit pieces. So I see what you've been in the media a long time, Jeff. I see kind of what you're dealing with how divided we are.
Joe, let me tell you this. If you should ever give up the microphone and go full-bore journalism, not that I would ever recommend that, but let's say circumstances lead you down that road. When you decide to sit down in front of your typewriter or Commodore 64 or whatever it is you're going device you're going to use to write your copy, do not consume Boone's Farm Wine and Taylor Swift's Greatest Hits, because you will produce the same quality of copy that's sitting on Bill Britt's website of the Alabama Political Reporter right now. That is my professional advice I am dispensing to you and anybody else who's listening in this audience. In case they do go down that path of print journalism, I would recommend the same thing to them as well.
You know, Jeff, I think you just inspired me. You know how I start my op-eds most every week with some free little quote? I think the next week will be, I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name. And we'll go from there. Wow. So, but what do you make of this ongoing fight? It's not just here locally in the River Region. It's also in the northern part of the state. It's all over the nation. How is it that local libraries have become the touch point for the culture war and for the professional class to push back against, you know, voters and elected officials?
Well, how about this, Joey? Since Read Freely became a thing, Read Freely Alabama became an entity that exists, is there anybody, not just in Alabama, but in the entire universe, that is reading more freely today than they were before this organization ever existed?
I don't think so. I think the internet actually is credited with people reading freely more and more.
Let's just look at the scoreboard here, and it's like L after L. This Read Freely Alabama is taking. Like maybe they're doing it wrong. And you and I talked about this on my show earlier when you came on. These are people. Maybe they do care about books, and they have this perception in their head about, you know, us mouth-breathing dumb rubes in the right wing are, like, going to go burn their favorite The Kill a Mockingbird first edition book or whatever, which is not the case at all. But they have contrived this, and that's what motivates it. But these are people, Joey, who are just looking for justification for their anger to go out and yell and be mad at something. I mean, there's just an emotional response looking for an excuse to get out. That's what I have convinced all of these people, especially this guy who called in on your show yesterday, is what motivates them. There's no, like, higher power, higher cause. There's no lofty goal here. It's nothing but just pure, sad human emotion that they don't have a... They're just godless people that are just pathetic.
Right, and, you know, I don't begrudge necessarily lifestyle in the sense that it's a free country. We have freedom because people have difficulty agreeing on first principles, but I would recommend give your kid Oscar Wilde, give your kid Gore Vidal, even Myra Breckinridge, if you think they're old enough. Give your kid the classics instead of, I think, what is an overblown fight over what section particular books might be in. If your identity is tied up in that, I think you're the one with the problem with your identity, not necessarily the rest of the world. And again, we're all going to meet in public spaces and have dogged disagreements. The beauty of local government is it's actually your neighbor you should be able to sit down and talk to. And yet everything has become this sniping through the internet over national media airwaves. And, well, I don't know if I'm going to have a solution to change it, but can we move on? Can we go to something else here? I don't want to be the focus of the story. Did you see that Gannett has dropped AP in the Newswire? So what does this mean to the journalism industry as it is today, here in Alabama especially?
I think AP, the Associated Press, is on the rocks here. Gannett's by far and away their biggest customer. In Alabama, it's the Gazette Times, the Birmingham News, I mean, the Montgomery Advertiser, and the Tuscaloosa News that are Gannett newspapers. Maybe some people read the Biloxi sometimes, the Pensacola News Journal, with the Chattanooga Free Press. There's some other, the national newspapers, the Gannett newspaper. But, like, they pretty much populate the pages with Associated Press copy, and they're by far the AP's biggest customer. Well, all of a sudden, your biggest customer walks away? That's going to have a profound impact on the Associated Press. So I want to tell you, like, your listeners, though, you're not really reading. You read the newspaper. You're probably not reading the bylines or any of that. But you're paying attention to the AP Top 25, whenever the polls come out. or if you are paying attention on election night, the AP calls the race for so and so. So it's like that's going to go. That could go away potentially, or it could be severely downsized. And so I think it's going to have an impact, but I also think like maybe for the better. Look, these guys at the Associated Press have a certain worldview. They somehow existed in this downward sort of spiral of print journalism because they are able to like just be the outlet of record for these zombie newspapers that don't have any reporters. They're just kind of run out of a closet with a bunch of wire copy on them. But I think those days are finally starting to come to an end. And maybe it's this. Maybe Gannett wants to be AP. They have all these newspapers in all these cities. They can start their own news wire, and they can have their reporters be what the AP is today.
Well, and I would say that's an improvement. More folks in-house, even folks I might have disagreements with, I think that could save some of these institutions for better or for worse. Now, let's move to politics. Let's look at District 2, the brand new District 2. I'll just tell the whole audience here, I now have a regular schedule set up with both Dick Brubaker and Caroline Dobson leading up to the runoff. They'll be on every week leading up, and I imagine you're doing something similar. How do you see that race shaking out at this point?
I mean, it looks like Brubaker's pretty stout up your way. Everything between Russell County and Lowndes County is pretty much Brubaker territory. You get a little further south, and then maybe, you know, with Albritton exiting the race, some of these other counties aren't for grabs. But I'm going to tell you this, Joey. I think a lot of people in our neck of the woods, in my listening area, in Mobile County, went to the ballot box on March 5th expecting to vote for Jerry Carl or Barry Moore, and they got there, and it's a bunch of people who they never heard of. And that is that now it's different. Now we're going to have really low turnout. So I still think it's up for grabs. Probably a slight edge to Senator Brubaker, who just has overwhelming name ID and favorability rankings up around Montgomery. But I mean, he's got to improve upon his results in the South. If Caroline Dobson can run up the score in Monroe County, if she can run it up in that south half of Clark and Mobile and Washington counties, I mean, she's got a puncher's chance at this.
And she made an interesting point to me earlier this week. She said if you draw the current district and you look at voting patterns, say, in the 2022 cycle, Senator Britt almost won that district outright, and Kay Ivey did win that district outright. So she's making the argument that Republican women in purple districts tend to do better. Though there's always been rumors, right, about whispers or just people outright saying it on public airwaves like I'm about to do, that there was a lot of Democrat crossover in that 2022 cycle. Mm-hmm. And it makes me wonder if that's going to happen in this runoff, if there's a get-out-the-vote effort by certain Democratic forces for a particular candidate in the Republican runoff.
Well, I don't think so, only because there's a Democrat runoff as well.
Right.
And that's going to keep that from happening. That will... You know, if it were just there by itself, I'd say absolutely, and Republicans better be on guard for that. But I think because you got a real potential race between Figures and Daniels, although I think Figures is a pretty heavy favorite in this, that is going to keep a lot of Democrats from crossing over.
Yeah, and I had the opportunity to talk to Daniels, and he strikes me as actually a very practical guy. He did strike me as the guy who wanted the grocery tax cut, who wanted the overtime tax cut. So I'm wondering if his message will resonate with the Democratic side of the aisle. We shall see. But Figures apparently has a lot of money coming from the outside all around the nation, and that's always hard to beat. Before I let you go, let's odds on gambling. Does it pass this session at this point in the negotiations?
Every minute it passes, the less likely it is going to pass. I would have thought probably at the very beginning when the House got done with the bill, the odds were pretty high. I think they're pretty low. I think this Senate bill is a poison pill. Chip Brown, who's a lawmaker down our way, said that he thinks the House is going to move to not concur with it, and it's just going to sit in motion maybe a conference committee. Or some adjustments to the House bill, and they'll send it back to the Senate. They're going to run out of time. Yesterday was the halfway point. So at some point, they're going to just run out of time, and I think they just have to go back to square one. And there's going to have to be cooperation between the House and the Senate for gambling to ever become a reality in Alabama. And right now, I don't see how that is going to come together.
Well, and this just came to mind. What are the odds of somebody pulling a hammy at that softball game tonight?
Well, it happened last year with Yarborough, right? So,
oh, man. Poor Ernie.
Are you going?
Probably not. But we'll see. Well, Jeff, I always appreciate the time. If folks want to check out your show or what you're writing about, thinking about, how can they do so?
All you got to do is go to twitter.com/Jeff_Poor, and 90% of everything I do is there at that spot.
Well, appreciate it as always. Talk to you next week, if not sooner. Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
And he just brought another baby into the world, which is pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And I've got it. Is Twitter pulled up here on the live stream again? Joey Clark Live on YouTube, or at the Joey Clark on the X platform, or Twitter, as it's been known. What do you think the odds are, Allison, of this gambling bill getting across the finish line?
I'm actually with Jeff. I really think, and I have been praying strong prayers over the State House, that it's like a Tower of Babel kind of thing, like where there's just so much chaos and confusion and opinions that they just get tired and give up. That's kind of what I'm hoping. Because I look, even if you're pro-gambling and you're pro-lottery, the way they have set this up is nothing but cronyism in Alabama government, which is already like ranked number 4 in the nation for corruption.
Right.
I think they called it legal corruption.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, whatever that is. This is not, you know, we talk about this on our show. Just scratch out in the Constitution where no game of chance, and then the three of us can form our own lottery.
Right.
Free market capitalism. Right. You know, but now it's just winners and losers, and I hope the whole thing just dies a very slow but fast, painful death.
Well, and what, the Mega Millions is near a billion at this point? Like 977?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd... Well, I kind of would want to win that amount of money, but it also could be cursed. What do you think? What would you do with all that money?
I think it'd be a great 5 years for me.
Great 5 years? What would you...
What happens after 5 years?
That's probably the end of Eddie. Winning that kind of money? Are you kidding me?
No, knowing you, I would hope set up a trust for the
everybody
son.
Everybody else taken care of, but look out. I'm on a roll.
Well, my favorite... maybe I could find the clip is when Powerball was over a billion, and they're talking to folks
online. I'm going to look for that guy.
Buying tickets.
We're going to party.
And it's like, he looked kind of like 40-something-year-old black guy. And like other folks are like, oh, I'd help my family out, or I'd buy my mom a house and stuff. And then go to him, sir, what would you do? Cocaine and hookers.
That's what I'm telling you. Just go find him. We're going to party.
That's a lot for
I make sure everybody's taken care of.
Like some people...
But with that kind of money...
are ruined by that sort of money.
That kind of money, I've got questions, and I would like answers to those questions. And with that kind of money, I can get those answers.
What would you spend it on, Allison?
I don't know. Nobody's life ends well when they
That's
win
what I'm saying.
Like that. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So just go ahead and make a plan. Make sure you got a good, strong exit plan.
Mm-hmm.
And roll with it.
See, I would have some fun with it.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Though there was in the 1920s, H.L. Mencken put out this proposal. He'd do these like utopian flights where he'd make fun of like holy reformers. And especially in that era, you're talking about prohibition, and it's pretty intense back then. And so he wrote this one piece, and I guess we're playing it out now with the Biden border policy. But again, 1920s, he says, you know, all these philanthropists like Rockefeller and Carnegie, they do boring things. They build schools. They build hospitals. Why not do something interesting? Why not import 30,000 Muslims to Georgia and see what happens?
Well,
Joey.
So we've already played that out in Michigan.
Working out, right?
Well, okay. Question. What's one fun thing that y'all would actually do?
Fun thing. I would travel.
Oh, yeah. Go to Japan.
Japan for sure. Rome.
Japan. Yeah.
It's the most alien country on Earth. It really,
really is.
Like, it was so isolated for so long.
Okay.
And
they never thought about it.
I almost feel like they're better than everybody else in a lot of stuff.
Well,
like, their standards. Like, you lose your laptop on a subway in New York or somewhere in Montgomery, you ain't getting it back. You lose a laptop on the metro there in Japan. They've got it.
Somebody bring it to you.
No locked doors. Like, also, the crime is very minimal.
Also, as a fat boy, they have these restaurants where the sushi comes by on a conveyor.
Oh, I see.
The food comes by on a conveyor. How would you not like
that? And I thought it was fake. That's real?
It's real.
It's a real deal.
Right. And the food is spectacular. Yeah. Like, and, you know, I'm a single guy. Maybe I'll meet some Japanese broad and finally get hitched.
Sucky.
Joey, Just don't call her abroad.
I'm sorry.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Hey, speaking of food, Sam from Pike County.
Yeah.
Coming through strong with the Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, and they're
rainbows.
Rainbow, like.
That's share God's rainbow.
Oh, but it's for St. Patty's Day. Okay.
Like the Lucky Charm.
Looks like the Lucky Charms rainbow.
All right.
Yeah.
That was after
Sky
the
took
Lucky
off
Charms.
With two.
I saw that.
Sky just.
Oh, they're still warm, which makes them delicious.
But Sam, yeah, was very gracious. Stopped by. I got, a chance to talk to him. Too much pizza.
Yeah. Hmm.
Y'all got pizza?
Yeah, yeah. Earlier. But let's go to Eric the Duck. Hey, Eric the Duck, how you doing?
Buddy, I tell you, you're in good company there when you got ASC, that's Allison St. Clair, so I'm going to go ahead and throw my hat in the bunch. But look here, Joey, you do a hell of a job, my friend, especially with Napolitano. And I've been talking to St. Clair about getting me in a lunchbox and red and chicken relate. And but my prayers stop with Sky. I'm going to keep, he's in, that's first things first.
Keep praying.
But I want you to set us up, because I want to get Randall, and you want a hell of a show, buddy, you'll have one.
Well, and I would love to meet Lunchbox. Two babes. Oh,
hey,
Scott.
It'd be one of the best there is about it. But I got St. Clair right there, I believe, on my side. I've been trying to get the picture over there.
Where is that?
I ain't had a damn chance, woman. I'm over here working.
Woman, I've been working all the long day.
No, you've been at the Blue Iguana, and you just won't take the time.
You're supposed to be on my side.
I'm sorry. She's here in person. I don't know.
Right.
She's put a hex on me. I agree with her all of a sudden.
Listen, I just want to try to set that up. But
okay.
I know when you put it out, and I know Allison can put it out there. I want to get us all together before this election pops up. And,
I think the summertime leading into the fall is probably the right time.
I'm so for it. Do you know how awesome and terrible that would be?
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. It'd be pretty great.
Oh, man. Joey, I just about guarantee it, if you videoed it, you'd get about 5 or 10 million views.
10 million, Joey.
Throw it on the top, even though the U.S. government doesn't want us to.
That's how we get the 10 million.
Well, I got to run, Eric.
Hey, y'all take care.
See you, brother.
Now, before the break, we have Erica Thomas of 1819 News calling in.
Aww.
She's awesome.
I love Erica. Where's she been?
She's in the South now.
I know, but I miss her.
Yeah, I know. She's great, but she'll be on the phone.
Okay,
so
I'll
plenty of chance, and y'all are feel free. It's not just you can ask questions too. We're going to kick around some of the stories she's been doing for 1819 News before the break. This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health, and there at Montgomery Men's Health, well, you know, guys, two things affect men the most as we mature. One can be, you know, issues in the bedroom like erectile dysfunction. The other, though, is a more general problem. It can cause all sorts of issues for your quality of life. That's low testosterone. And it's nothing to deny, put off. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. And I know guys hate going to the doctor. I'm one of them. I don't like going. But Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. So if you're experiencing a lack of motivation, lack of energy, and you're always tired, no real drive, including a decrease in sex drive, you just feel like you're walking through life in a fog, knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues.
If you get a cough, please leave the room.
And actually, there are doctors suggesting at the age of 18, young men are starting to experience low T problems. So just as your annual men's health routine, get that T checked. And the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have treatments there at Montgomery Men's Health for low T that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
There's a lot right with it. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. Poor Allison Sinclair.
She's about to bust over here.
I'm trying to be so professional.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Yeah. Just put my head down.
You're like Captain Picard with the head in your hand. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center, and did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed, like sleepy dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, winded dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat too.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
First full day of spring and temperatures are starting to turn around as the cold begins to fade. Today, not quite as cool with a high temperature up to about 72. Lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, high in the low to mid-70s. With the risk of showers returning Thursday night into Friday, but a dry weekend ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Joey. Eddie's here. And so is Allison Sinclair of Alabama Unfiltered fame. And so what are you going to do down at the State House again?
I don't know.
What's the bill that's in question?
Well, it's the North Shelby County Library bill that when I started, I made a post on TikTok about their pride section in the children's department last June. Pretty bad. Like, we skipped the whole homosexuality part, and we just went to, like, hey, have your four-year-old daughter become a dude.
Wow.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
And so we just need to make some changes at the North Shelby County Library, and so that is going to happen today. And then, I don't know, I just like to go down every now and then, just listen in the hallways, see what's going on.
Yeah, that's where all the good stuff is found.
It's where you can get lied to and
a smile
learn
when
all
do
the
it,
things.
Though.
Well, if they're not lying to me, they probably don't like me.
Well,
let's go
to
Erica Thomas of 1890 News. Hey, Erica, how are you this afternoon?
Howdy, Joey, and hey, Allison.
Erica, girl, where have you been? I miss you. You got to come north.
I had back surgery.
Well, I saw that, and you are okay. Yeah. And how are you taller?
I am 2 inches taller because they straightened my spine. They put spacers in my spinal canal and gave me new disc, so it made me 2 inches taller.
I'm so jealous. Wow. I don't know if that's the way you want to do it, but I'm glad you're doing well and back
definitely
at it.
Definitely not. It was painful, but my doctors took great care of me, so I'm thankful for that.
Well, and let's start this way, because now I'm thinking about somebody's got a back injury. This story in what was this, Orange Beach? This guy is ramming the sign. I'm pulling up a photo of it now. On the live stream, folks, you can see right there, and it's a zero tolerance sign, and then he proceeds to ram it over and over again?
Yes, this is one of those blinking signs at one of the major intersections at Foley Beach Express in Orange Beach, and it's the zero tolerance sign telling all the spring breakers that we're having down here right now, you know, we have a zero tolerance policy. And so I guess the guy just really wasn't happy about that sign, and he decided to take matters into his own hands.
I'm playing it on the screen.
Wait a second. There's a police officer sitting there in the middle of the road just watching him ram. He
over and over again.
He is not very tolerant.
Yes, you can see the driver just kept going, and the police officer sat there in the intersection. Now, his purpose of sitting there was to, you know, keep everyone else protected, make sure nobody got in the way. And then as soon as he saw it in, he does end up pulling in and he arrests the guy.
Well, it looks like the guy's name is Alonzo Duane, D-U, Wayne. Alonzo Duane Prem Jr. So he's not the first one with that name. And he just turned 22 on St. Patrick's Day.
Hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I found that interesting. I just wanted to put that in there. And this is the interesting part about this. They actually said they don't believe drugs or alcohol were involved in this.
Wow.
What?
The guy was just angry. I mean, I get it. I've been angry before, and I might have had little premonitions that I would do something like that, but never actually acted on it. But they did say when they arrested him, he was not very coherent. So I don't know if that is possibly a mental issue. And they have no explanation on why he did this. But the whole video is on our website, 1819news.com, and it's interesting.
Yeah, to mute it because the folks filming started cursing, which I would have. Yeah. Like, what the?
It's just
that
so bizarre because it's not like a small sign. It looks bigger than the car.
Right.
Yeah, it's one of those big highway signs for folks who aren't watching it with us.
And apparently the value of that sign is $19,500, and he destroyed it.
Sounds about right.
That's just, go take out a stop sign. Like, why you got to go after the electron? I don't know. Mm. Not a smart criminal.
That's the country coming out of you, Allison.
Go tip over a cow. I don't know. Whatever they do. Wait, where are you from? Weedowie.
Oh,
yeah.
What I might have known people in my past that for fun stole signs on the weekends. I remember the boys in my school absolutely did that back in the day.
Eddie, you ever do something like that?
No, we shot them.
What?
Haven't you ever ridden down the road?
I forgot you're from, like, Highland Gardens Chisholm. They're a different breed here in Montgomery.
And
you shot them?
Shoot the cows or the signs?
The signs.
Okay.
We'd shoot the bulls, but with a pellet gun and... We were just mean.
Imagine Eddie with $1 billion lottery win.
It's going to be a fun 5 years, honey.
Well, for a second, though, I was worried you were like Sugar and No Country for Old Men. No. I'm working with a serial killer over here.
Wow.
Cow tipping and frog gigging.
Now, I think this is a next story that you wrote up is a great extra word of warning. The headline reads, "More teens expected on roadways during spring break." Aaliyah offers safety tips. So let's go through a few of these tips.
Joy.
Yes. So every spring break, Aaliyah comes out with these press releases just to remind drivers there's going to be more traffic. But this year, they really put an emphasis on there will be more teenagers, inexperienced drivers on the roadway. In fact, they said that the DMVs always have a very high number of teens getting their license this time of year because they're about to go on these big trips. I can't imagine having a teenager and saying, okay, you have your license, go to the beach now. Right. Like, I don't think I would trust that. But so the tips are, there's 7 of them, I believe. They're on 1819news.com if you guys want to check them out. But it's everything from remember to buckle up, put your cell phones down, and from state to state, depending on where you're going, the cell phone laws are different, so it's important to be aware of those.
Okay, I gotta read these because you're right. Safety tip number one.
Are these tips for the teenagers
no,
or
this
for
is for
the other
everybody
drivers?
Else, yeah.
So
this is Aaliyah's safety tips. Safety tip number one. Safety first. Review the law and discuss safety before your teens make plans for spring break, prom, or graduation. And be sure you are aware of the route they will take, estimated arrival times, etc. Yeah, like you said, Erica, buckle up no matter how short the trip. Okay, that's some down-home stuff. Like, why do I need to buckle up? I'm riding in a work truck. Cell phones down. Obey the law. Doesn't that part of safety? No DUI. Have the conversation. Parents should take an opportunity to share with their children how the consequences of their decisions can affect not only their lives, but the lives of others. Well, if you're just now having that conversation when they turn 16,
yeah.
I think it's a little late for that.
Aaliyah parenting tip. Yay.
We pay for that.
And number 7, monitor your teens if alcoholic beverages are around, particularly during prom and graduation seasons.
So, like, don't tell your underage teens not to drink. Just monitor them.
Yeah, just monitor
them. Make sure the drinking is
normal.
Like
a, make sure they don't have sounds like much. An Eddie Bader, like, rule of life.
Hey, son, can I get one of those water bottles you have snuggled into right. your back seat there?
Right.
Is that water? Or is that
smells like...
Is that gin?
Smells like vodka.
Vodka? Yeah.
It smells like vodka.
I know the tricks.
Mm-hmm. Boone's Farm.
Yeah. Well, is that iced tea or is that just beer in that gallon right there?
I don't know. Hey... I will say last night, my 15-year-old daughter drove me to the grocery store. This is the first time she's driven at night.
Mm.
And it was probably 2-3 miles down the road, and that was terrifying. So, yes, everybody, I don't know if these tips will actually help you, but anything to make it down I-65.
Did you have the talk? Because I don't know what the talk is. What's the have the talk?
The talk? We had to have the talk in, like, fourth grade because she learned some things on the bus.
Oh, no. There's a lot you can learn on a bus.
That wasn't a city bus either, was it?
No,
we
it
learned
was,
those things in first grade.
It's just a good old North Shelby County bus.
Oh, and so there's another story you put out, Erica. Mobile County farmer celebrates grand opening of on-site retail store. And this story has gone gangbusters, pretty viral around the state. So lay it out for us. Why is this something to be celebrated? I imagine it is. I'm looking at the man himself in the cowboy hat. He's smiling ear to ear. So what's the big deal here with this retail store?
Yeah, I honestly think this story went viral because of the photo of the cowboy. I mean, everybody check it out.
It.
Again, 1819news.com. His name's Joey Mason, and he's the owner of Mason Hills Farm. It's a processing plant, but... it's much more than that. They have a farm. They have their own cattle, and they process it right there on site. And now they've opened up this Forbes retail store in Grand Bay. And Joey told me he hopes that this can become a destination during people's beach trips. Like, if you're on the way to the beach, stop buying food at this place. It's incredible.
Good idea.
They have 1,500 people come to this soft opening.
Wow.
Wow. Yes. And so they're planning a lot more events throughout the rest of the year. It should be amazing. But I did a story last year on what exactly they do at Mason Hills Farm, and it's so incredible what all he has done. And when he started this out, he had no clue what he was doing.
Well, I looked straight past the cowboy hat and the cowboy to the steaks behind him because they look really, really good.
That's some impressive meat right
Yeah.
there.
Yeah, and it's really different. I've had a lot of it myself. He also has a dog food line, which, of course, my dogs love.
That makes sense.
Yes. He has seasonings that are made there. There's y'all just got to check it out. Whenever we posted the story, we had a ton of people come and say, oh, I wish we had this on in our part of the state. And so the good news is they do shipping. And then if you're local, they do delivery. So it's
cool.
Really cool operation. I think everybody should check it out. It's one of these things that makes you appreciate Alabama agriculture, which, of course, is under attack by the government every day, and they're struggling. And so to see this young man be so successful and do something so outside the box is just incredible.
Well, and I admit I am a meat snob. I can cook a steak, and then I can do, like, tomato soup and grilled cheese. So those are the two things I can really do. But that meat looks great.
Y'all should take a field trip. Bring us back some.
I can't even get Joey doesn't like to go out in the wild.
Well,
I just went to Boston, you idiot.
All right, that's the first trip in how many years?
I think he would like it.
Literally, how many years?
Well, don't threaten me with a good time. Let's at least go to Bucky's one weekend.
Start with Bucky's.
Yeah.
Then you can make it down.
Right. I love going to Boosie's. Gary Boosie's?
Boosie's does have a killer brisket.
They really do. Well, Erica, this has been a very fun segment. Great to have you back on the show here, and I'm glad everything's going well after the surgery. If folks want to check out what you're writing about, thinking about, how can they do so?
Definitely go to 1819news.com. And as I always say, we have an incredible team. And everybody with 1819 News is covering that legislature, like, really, really well. So if you want to know anything that's going on, you're going to see stuff that you don't see anywhere else on 1819news.com. These guys are working so hard to keep everyone informed, so please go check it out, 1819news.com. You can also email us at news@1819news.com.
Well, I appreciate it as always. Talk to you next week. Thanks, Erica.
God bless.
Joey.
Yeah.
You got 433 likes on your steak dinner post?
Yes. Made that for my grandfather. I didn't eat all that myself. My grandfather and myself, we ate that. That's a prime ribeye.
It looks...
It's about a pound and a quarter. And then above that is sushi rice with an egg, a little truffle hot sauce, teriyaki rice vinegar, and it goes perfectly together.
I just have to say, I'm not weird about, if you wanted to cook that for us, I would eat it. I know you won't eat what I cook for you,
mm-hmm.
because... You're weird.
No, I was just messing with you.
You weren't messing with me.
I was messing
No,
with
you weren't.
I ate the pizza you brought in today. Well, I did request it.
Yes. So, yeah. No, that looks so good.
Yeah, that's the one of the few things I can do right.
I'm impressed.
And so, look, let's see. We've got another phone call here. No, we
they
don't.
I hung up.
Okay. Well.
I'm confused. When are your all's breaks?
We've got an 18-second one that I'm probably going to move to the top of the hour.
I keep thinking you're about to just like.
Oh, he's Joey. When Joey's at the helm, it's very flexible, which I like.
Free for all.
Yeah,
baby.
Our show is not like that. I guess because we're in two different markets.
Right. Yeah, we're syndicating.
A little bit tricky.
It's very annoying.
But maybe one of these days. We're doing the live stream thing. So again, folks, Joey Clark live on YouTube, or at the Joey Clark on Twitter X.
Hey, so what was the name of that farm one more time?
Mason Hills.
Got it right.
I think here. I may have lied.
Yeah, Mason Hills Farm.
Mason Hills. That's
I
it.
Did
Weezer.
Not lie.
Yeah, Mason Hills Farm.
And where is it?
And let's see how much I'm listening while I'm interviewing people. This is in Mobile County.
Yeah. Down south. Okay. Cool.
Yep. Thank you. Anyway.
Anywho.
Now, there's been plenty going on in the world while we've been sitting here chit-chatting about local affairs. And, this was happening in the halls of Congress. Do you all remember Tony Bobulinski?
Yes. Yeah. He was testifying this morning.
Right.
Yes. Anything exciting happen?
Oh, yeah. At Bobulinski, I've long liked the man, but now he's a freaking hero. I mean, he looks like a thumb, folks. I admit that. Yeah. He looks like a thumb. But he is a man's man. And let's listen in. This is when he's giving his opening statement in front of the committee.
That the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse. Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies.
Hear, hear.
Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Abby Lowell, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name.
Mr.
And
Chairman.
The cold hard facts.
Mr. Chairman.
In an attempt to save his powerfully connected client Wait. And his father. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies. Prior to my successful business career, I was an officer in the United States Navy. At Navy's elite Naval Nuclear Power Training Command, I later served as the command's chief technology officer.
There's
a commotion. I apologize for the disruption from the... Okay. Am I supposed to say it's my time, Mr. Raskin?
Yeah. But please, Mr. Bobulinski, please.
Okay.
Come to order. Mr. Bobulinski, please proceed.
Okay.
Please proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the minority.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Mr. Chairman, save his time, but he called members of this committee liars, and I just want to know whether the order and decorum requirements of House Rule 11 apply to witnesses appearing before the committee.
We have to,
weenie.
If you're in front of Congress on that stage and you're under oath, I'm sorry, Mr. Raskin, I have to be truthful. You're a liar.
That is exactly what I thought.
Oh, what a loser.
And so, wait, they get like lawyers in here to go, is that correct? Can you tell?
Does it apply or does it not?
Our government at work, right. The elected officials have no idea what's going on.
Now, yeah. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden never showed up, did he?
No. Did not.
There's there's decorum from the members. We've asked for that. There's no language that I'm aware of pertaining to a witness.
Yeah. Thank you.
So make sure we didn't waste any of his time on the opening statement.
Mr. Bobulinski, I'm sorry for the disruption. Please continue your opening statement.
I think you, Mr. Raskin, used...
We'll make sure it's right.
Great. I just want to restate, make sure the American people hear all these facts.
Make sure you don't take out of the official record I called them liars.
And then Bobulinski went on to say not only are the members of Congress liars, he said that Hunter Biden clearly perjured himself in his deposition, that he did give behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see where all this goes. I tend to think the Bidens are untouchable as far as Republicans getting them are concerned. Yeah. But if they are taken out, there's plenty of goods for Democrats to take out Biden and team.
Oh, yeah.
And that's still my prediction. I think this is the most dangerous time for President Biden, where it's after all the voting pretty much has been done in the primaries. We're getting closer and closer to the convention. I think some switcheroo is coming.
So did y'all talk about Peter Navarro yesterday?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so he did not show up for his subpoena, correct, for his deposition. He's just went off to jail, to prison,
right,
yesterday. Are they going to do the same for Hunter Biden, who didn't show up the next day?
Nope.
I suspect not.
I mean, it's just, it's becoming glaringly obvious.
Yeah, I suspect not. I apologize to everybody on the stream. I had the audio muted for y'all fine people, but we've got it cleared up now. Before I hit the top hour break, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And there at Pest Pro Services, Ashley and that fantastic team are ready to help you out with all your pest control needs. Eddie, you've been using them for years.
Oh, yeah, several years. In fact, they just came by. I told you the other day, they came by our Airbnb. Jonathan gave me a call, let me know they were on their way. And, of course, I was there working that day, so Jonathan kind of went around. We did a tour of the place again. I kind of told him some concerns I had.
Mm-hmm.
He addressed them all. And then when he left, gave me a clean bill of health. The place is great, man. And every time I do recommend them to people, I usually get a call back from somebody after they visit, and they said, hey, they were like you said they were. They were right on time, man. They were very professional, and they did what I wanted them to do.
Well, and spring has definitely sprung.
Mosquitoes are out.
Mosquitoes are going to be out. What do you call them, skeeters?
Skeeters.
Okay.
What do you call them?
Mosquitoes.
I see.
Use your words.
I see. Okay.
But termites will be out. Wasps.
I don't call them
the
mites.
The bane of my existence. What do you call them?
I call termites termites, not just mites.
Okay, good. That's good. Well, because mites are a different thing, and you've had it, right?
Yeah, I've had it once before, yeah.
Right, yeah. Got to clean that mattress. But any sort of pest control problem that you might have, folks, Pest Pro Services can take care of it for you. And for something like termites, you might as well go ahead and get treatment done, because homeowner's insurance doesn't cover treatment or damage. And the damage is much more expensive to fix than any treatment you might do. Pest Pro can help you out. So call up Ashley and her team today, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from News and Views, those fools on the radio, sent you. I'm going to go to line one. Risky click here. You're on there. Who's this?
Hi, guys. It's Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill. How you doing, bud?
I'm great. Beautiful day out here today, and it's warming up nice.
It is.
So, I called the other day, and we were talking a little bit about the Democrats possibly switching on Biden. And I heard you say something about that just a minute ago.
Right.
Have you done some research? Have you seen some of the things that I saw?
No, I haven't really done any more in-depth research. I'm more just, it's a gut sense and looking at trends and just looking at Biden himself. I mean, who do you think it's going to be the switcheroo?
Well, you know, I named three or four people the other day. I'm really thinking Gavin Newsom.
Yep.
Unless he just falls off the planet or something.
Just like a white straight male to skip in line. That's just, you know.
I think he'll be the first one they put up there.
He'll
be the guy in the end, but he'll be the first one they put up there.
He reminds me of like lacquer on an expensive desk.
American Psycho.
Not the desk, just the lacquer.
The movie American Psycho. That is him.
You're right.
I mean, it just,
you're
that's
right.
His doppelganger.
I have to return some videotapes. Okay, Gavin. All right.
But, you know, if you look at some of the stuff he's come up with, and I don't know how much reading y'all do, but apparently